listener production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. A tragic discovery in the search for missing fishermen in South Australian waters. Three of the five people on board the capsized boat have now been found dead in waters of Port Lincoln. Two were winched to safety early this morning, including a 13-year-old boy. The federal government is easing up on plans to cut pollution from new utes and SUVs, but stricter rules remain for regular cars, as outlined in the proposed new vehicle efficiency standard. Transport Minister Catherine King says it's responding to practical suggestions.
With no action, we know that transport emissions are expected to become Australia's largest source of direct emissions by 2030. 60% of transport emissions come from the cars that we drive. We are proposing to reduce those emissions by half.
It says the government scrambles to push new laws through Parliament before a crucial High Court decision. An Iranian refugee faces deportation, but returning him could mean a death sentence for being bisexual. He could be freed if an earlier ruling is expanded to cover people who refuse to cooperate with authorities. A Queensland landlord has been fined for failing to install proper smoke alarms in a rental home. A fire tragically claimed the lives of a father and his five children last year. The maximum penalty was not applied, with the magistrate acknowledging it wouldn't bring back the lives lost. Victoria's gambling watchdog has found Crown is suitable to hold a casino licence in Melbourne. The gaming giant had 2 years to clean up its act and address systemic failures, including money laundering. In sport, Geelong captain Patrick Dangerfield has been ruled out for the next two matches due to a hamstring injury. The 33-year-old sustained the injury in Friday's win over Adelaide, but scans confirmed no major tear. Assistant football boss Brett Johnson expects Danger to be back on the park soon.
Our team think it's a low-grade hammy injury. Expect Danger to only miss 2 weeks.
And Western Bulldogs recruit Nick Caulfield faces a frustrating setback. The 24-year-old defender requires shoulder surgery and will miss 3 months after injuring himself on Sunday.